This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, for those of you who are Game of Thrones fans, I am, but I'm not going to let this bother me because I just think everything is about money. I guess we are not going to be able to see Game of Thrones in the year 2018. There will be no new season in 2018, and they are going to put it off until 2019. You know, make us want it more. Make us still hooked. So, Game of Thrones Season 8, which I believe is the last season, will not hit the screens until 2019, HBO confirmed yesterday. This medieval fantasy show has been just a huge blockbuster. Now, many of you guys that don't watch it, I know why you don't watch it. I hated it at first. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I didn't read the books. Everybody said, well, you know, the books are really, you know, not really representative of the movie, and I don't really read a lot of books. I just read Cutting for Stone, which was excellent. You guys have to read Cutting for Stone. It was awesome, especially those of us in medical fields. It was very, very good. Abraham Verghese. But talk about that another time. But so I didn't read the books. But, you know, that first season, I was like, you're kidding me? I was almost done. I was almost done with watching any HBO or any show for that matter. And then all of a sudden, you get hooked. I don't know. You know, it's fantasy, it's dragons, it's sex, it's, you know, medieval. It was very well done. The show was done brilliantly. I still get confused. It's very confusing. I still don't know all the characters' names, okay? They still kill off people that you like that I can't stand. But Game of Thrones has probably been now one of the most famous blockbuster shows. A lot of allusions to it, a lot of when, you know, somebody, I guess, brings it up in current films or literature, etc. So there's a lot of allusions to this. And it is a money-making machine for HBO and anybody else that, I guess, advertises through their products, etc. So making something like this last works. If you guys noticed, after Breaking Bad was done, that was it. It was done. After The Sopranos ended, it was done. Nobody talked about The Sopranos after the season finale. Same thing with Breaking Bad. I didn't watch Breaking Bad when everybody else was watching Breaking Bad. When I first heard of the premise, I wasn't interested. A high school teacher making meth. I was like, nah, that's not my cup of tea. And then, with all the hype, I'm like, okay, then I guess I need to see it. And I was like, whoa. And you can't just judge a show by the premise. Okay? You just can't. I thought Game of Thrones was going to be just another, you know, I don't know, swords and shields, and I've seen enough of that stuff. I'm like, give me something new. It was phenomenal. But it's just interesting how Hollywood makes, you know, can milk things. And so while this is still going on, people are going to still be spending money. Now, ratings, very high ratings. NFL, very notably, has been in the news, a lot of headlines about their ratings. And we're being told that the ratings dropped 9.7% based on the controversial player protests. Still ranks high. NFL still ranking high. NBA ratings are up. But, you know, football had some issues. You know, I even noticed less people in the stands. And that, you know, and it's remarkable how much people took to the protests and how people took that to heart. I mean, a lot of people boycotted the NFL. Also, it was a season that really was a very weird season. For those of you that are Packer fans, you lost Aaron Rodgers, you know, pretty early on. All right. Cardinals had issues with their quarterback. Cowboys had issues with their offensive line, especially with Ezekiel Elliott. And so, you know, it was not a very, you know, easy season. I usually give you guys my predictions. Okay, so like for this week, is it wild card week? Anyway, we have Titans versus the Chiefs, Falcons versus the Rams, Bills versus the Jaguars, Panthers versus the Saints. I think it's going to be the Saints. I think it's going to be the Bills. I think it's going to be the Falcons. I think it's going to be Chiefs, okay? But I can't base that on the NFL injury report because the NFL injury report for wild card weekend still isn't up. Games start tomorrow. Still isn't up. So I still don't have all the injuries to tell you. So it's just been, you know, different. Mike Cause, Mike Cleats. I'm a huge fan of Mike Cause, Mike Cleats. We were hoping to include National Blood Donation Week, a blood donation with that. They did have Mike Cause, Mike Cleats, but they didn't do it to the degree that they could have. You know, I like to talk to the NFL more about that because I thought that would have been amazing. They had to concentrate on, you know, showing the veterans that they weren't letting them down. Because these protests that Colin Kaepernick started originally last season in response to, quote-unquote, police brutality, ended up being more of an anti-Trump thing. Well, a lot of people that like football and like the American sport and like America don't really like president bashing. And so whether they were a fan of Trump or not, people just didn't want politics to be in the NFL. Even Democrats, even, you know, your football is supposed to be a escape. So no wonder NFL had issues. No wonder. So I did think the Carrie Underwood song was good. Apparently NFL Sunday Night Football is the most watched program in prime time. 18.2 million viewers the past season, down from 20.3 million viewers and 22.5 back in 2015. They say NBC, CBS, Fox, and ESPN pay more than $1 billion a year apiece for NFL TV rights. ESPN spending the most at $1.9 billion for Monday Night Football. So it's some big money. Plus, you know, the concussions and those issues, you know, we're hearing many teams are going to be kind of changing some of their concussion protocols. Okay, now that we know about CTE, all right, and with Aaron Hernandez and, you know, did O.J. Simpson have CTE? And, you know, once we heard of that study where 99% of the players have some form of CTE, now when you watch these players get hurt, you don't sit there and go, oh, man, that was a good sack, or that was a, you're like, oh, gosh, is he okay? When Flacco went down, I was like, oh, my gosh, you could hear it. When, you know, when these players get hurt, you're like, no, 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 no. So I think it just kind of changes things. So, you know, where are we going now in terms of our entertainment? What do we want? Well, I think we want more really good stories. I think we want really good games. But I think we want no politics. Give us apolitical. Please, 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People search the internet for everything. Including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Garrett writes that his niece was raped last year, but refused to go and get seen because she didn't want the rape kit. And he wants to know more about the rape kit and why that would, you know, dissuade somebody from getting evaluated. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. You know, many times you'll hear, okay, well, there's a rape kit. So when you get raped, you know, and you're in the hospital, there's a rape kit that will then evaluate you and get the evidence. And it's a very thorough process that is done very well. I mean, the people administering these are phenomenal. They're very professional. It's very private, but it is very thorough. And for someone that wants to hide in a corner and not even, you know, and start to suppress it, and, you know, not think that that happened to them, I could see why mentally they would not want to go through an exam. But in order for there to be evidence, in order to protect yourself, we recommend it. So the quote-unquote rape kit is basically a bad term. I don't like the term rape kit. Okay, to me it just doesn't, but it's basically a sexual assault forensic exam. And we want to do it as soon as possible to get DNA evidence. So it has a checklist, it has materials, it has instructions. RAINN.org really breaks this down for those of you who want. And it's basically a sexual assault evidence kit. It should be called a stake, but it's easier for people to just say that. And so if you are ever assaulted or attacked, we don't want you bathing or showering. We even, you know, if you could get this done before you use the restroom again, before you change your clothes, before you comb your hair, before you clean yourself up, that's the most ideal in order for us to use this kit. You're going to want to clean yourself. You're going to want to wash it all off. You're going to want to, I don't blame you, but there's evidence there. And the DNA evidence, they say, needs to be collected within 72 hours in order to be analyzed by a crime lab. You know, but there could be a lot of evidence obtained during this that can last longer. Skin under your nails, you know, if you scratched, etc. So they recommend what you do is if you do take off your clothes and try to whatever, place your belongings, including your clothes you were wearing that day, in a paper bag. They also have national sexual assault hotlines, 800-656-HOPE. But the exam basically could take a few hours, which is why I'm wondering if your niece was reluctant to get this done. It's a shame that she did, because it's, you know, going home and washing everything off and, you know, trying to make it go away, it, you know, is still the best part of, the best way to overcome and to be able to deal with what happened to you is talking about it, getting examined. You know, you have a lot of fear. You're like, did I get an STD? Did I, you know, did he ruin me for other men or women or whatever? You know, so these are things that go through your mind. And many times during this forensic exam, you could get some help with this. So if there's any immediate injuries, those get taken care of. Okay? Then the history. They're going to want to know what happened. It's going to be very personal, of course. Okay? They're going to want details. Then they're going to do a head-to-toe examination. They're going to look at your mouth. They're going to look at the vagina, the anus, and all that. They're going to take samples of the blood, urine, swab, the body surface areas, even take some hair samples. This is where some people panic. Trained professional may take pictures. With your permission. Only with your permission. Okay? And this is where... And this is why many rapes get underreported. People do not want a picture of the tearing or of the bruising or any of those images put up in front of a jury. You know, in that recent case where a doctor was raping a patient, apparently the jury saw the video. I mean, how horrifying for the victim to now have a bunch of people see that. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why the average person, after this happens to them, says, you know what, already one person violated my privacy and humiliated me. I don't want to go through that again. The problem is we want to stop this from happening to anybody else. And this evidence is what can help put them away. And I understand how humiliating that could be. It is, and it's unfortunately a you know, something that dissuades people from actually getting seen, treated, taken care of. But in some cases, I believe you have the opportunity to refuse those. Okay. If you're a minor, the person performing the exam may be obligated to report it to law enforcement. Then there's follow-up care for the prevention of the STIs, sexually transmitted illnesses. Follow-up care in terms of being a survivor of sexual assault, etc. And there are particular staff, like sexual assault nurse examiners or forensic examiners, who will do the exam. Not anybody would do it. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to pay when you get this done. Okay? The Violence Against Women's Act requires states to provide sexual assault forensic exams free of charge if they wish to remain eligible. And then you don't have to report. Just because you had the forensic exam does not mean this has to go in front of a jury. But at least the exam will have the evidence in case you do change your mind. At least the exam will provide you the care you need for what was done and treat you for STIs. Now, the evidence could be stored for an extended amount of time. There are statutes of limitations, and I know many states have been criticized for these rape kits not being evaluated and not being, processed. But if, you know, the case is going forward, then absolutely, this is, you know, these things are vital. And I'm sorry about your niece, and it's heartbreaking when these things happen. But a rape kit, it's an exam. And just like any other medical visit, there's going to be questions. It's you know, look at it as another medical exam and them making sure that you don't have STIs and treating you as such, seeing if there's any damage, helping you with any long-term psychological, emotional damage, and collecting the evidence. And don't let it dissuade you from, you know, getting it done. Now, this was a story in the news. Apparently, there's allegations against doctors, I believe two of them, there were two cases in which one of the surgeons was accused of raping patients. But Cleveland Clinic, one of the nation's largest and renowned hospitals, kept them on staff and reached a confidential settlement, according to USA Today. Ryan Williams is a colorectal surgeon, and he's accused in police reports by two women of anally raping them in 2008 and 2009. Now, he left Cleveland Clinic last summer for another hospital. They have now placed him on leave after learning of the prior complaints against him. He was a prominent man in government, he was a prominent man in the medical community, and this is just, I mean, it's baffling when you hear what happened. Apparently, the scene in his office after the alleged rape in 2008 was such that patient Lachelle Duncan was receiving a rectal exam from him. Then she jumped up and exclaimed that the doctor had inserted his genitalia in her rectum, and she saw him holding it in his hand. She ran out of the room without her pants, shouted, "Why did he do it? Why did you do this?" His response was, "I don't know." And he later explained to police that the presence of semen in one of his examination rooms was a result of masturbation to relieve stress. Okay, medical providers are not supposed to masturbate in the medical office. Okay, I don't know if there's an actual statutory law saying or statute saying not to do that, but that to me is very highly suspect. She pressed charges, got a rape kit, along with other lab tests, but it proved inconclusive. Cleveland Clinic spokeswoman said Williams took a polygraph, which was filed as evidence to a grand jury, and he was not prosecuted criminally. Then it results in a confidential statement. Now, the identity of potential rape victims are not made public. USA Today did obtain the name through the police report and the lawsuit that she filed against the hospital Williams. She declined to comment because of the confidential statement that court records that was reached between her and Cleveland Clinic. I don't know if we have the second case. Kristen Fair went to see Dr. Williams to have a hemorrhoid removed 10 months after the first patient. On February 6, 2009, he brought her into the exam room alone. She told police, gave her two white pills and a cup of water, and said she needed to take the pills immediately. She recalled groggily getting off the table and just as hastily leaving the medical center. Her boyfriend was waiting in the car, and then memories came back of her being assaulted. So, oh my gosh, just heartbreaking that this happens, an embarrassment to the medical community. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC in several states and the US FDA are investigating a multi-state outbreak of Shiga toxin producing E. coli. Now, we're being told in 13 states, 17 illnesses have been reported from California, Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, and Washington. Illnesses started on dates November 15th through December 8th. They are doing whole genome sequencing, figuring out if the bacteria are of the same strain that are making people sick. Preliminary studies show that the type of E. coli is related genetically to all the people kind of possibly getting it from the same source of infection. The Public Health Agency of Canada has identified the romaine lettuce that we talked about yesterday as the source of the outbreak in Canada. In the United States, state and local public health officials are interviewing sick people to determine what they ate the week before their illness started. We'll keep you guys posted. Hopefully those numbers aren't rising, but unfortunately they usually do, because what gets reported is usually after it's been confirmed. And so if people have been sick and they don't get seen and it doesn't get reported, it doesn't get counted. So right now the CDC is not able to recommend whether U.S. residents should avoid a particular food. The investigation is ongoing, and we will keep you posted with that. For those of you who like McDonald's and have been really, really up on, you know, all their changes and foods, I remember the McRib in the 80s. Then I remember their McPizza. I remember their the hot side stays hot and the cold side stays cold. Remember that one? In fact, George Alexander from Seinfeld was in that commercial back in the 80s. It's actually pretty interesting, right? Guys, remember Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder, french fries, icy Coke, fish shakes, sundaes, and apple pies. I'll tell you, McDonald's has done a variety of things to reinvent themselves, and they're having trouble. Now, in this market, as people are more anti-fast food, I still think people are buying it because, boy, the value menu is cheap. But they are going to bring back the Arch Burger. Do you guys remember that? Okay. I thought this was something new. I'm being told that it's a revamp of something from the past, but I don't remember an Arch Burger. Okay? And I guess the McDonald's Arch Burger is made with fresh beef. Now it makes you wonder, well, fresh beef, then what the hell have they been using the whole time? They've been using frozen beef. So the McDonald's Arch Burger is supposed to be fresh beef. The beef is going through testing. I guess it's 7 different locations, according to Yahoo Finance. 2 of those locations are going to be Plano, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. McDonald's has confirmed the test run with this, but has not really given us any more details about the new burger. The base version costs about $2.19, comes with cheese, pickles, onions, and arch sauce. Remember, McDonald's is the golden arches. We forget that arches are involved. I don't know what the arch sauce is. Remember the Big Mac was supposed to be special sauce? And then somebody made that term dirty, and now when you are special sauce, nobody wants to eat the burger. So now they're going to call this arch sauce, which is supposed to be different, I think, than the Big Mac sauce. Isn't the Big Mac sauce just ketchup and mayonnaise or something? Anyway, it's kind of chunky, like there's pickles in there. Anyway, so the Arch Burger LT includes all the same toppings as the original. I don't remember the original. Plus, it has less of tomato. It's going to cost about $2.69. You can also get bacon. That'll cost $2.89. McDonald's did try to launch a similar burger called the Arch Deluxe 20 years ago, and it was not received well. Of course not. Okay? 20-some years ago and 30 years ago, we really loved the taste of, I guess, the frozen burgers. You know, it's so funny. Every time my mom would try to make burgers at home and say, look, this is going to be better than McDonald's, or this is like McDonald's, whatever. Wasn't there also a comedian that said the same thing, his mom? I forget which comedian that was. And I remember tasting the burger going, but it doesn't taste like McDonald's. There's something about McDonald's burgers that tastes way, way better than homemade. Now, I prefer the homemade, but back then, no. So the meat comes in at 3 ounces, which is smaller patty. And remember, it's supposed to be fresh. So I don't know if any of us are really looking forward to that. One thing I'm not looking forward to is my hysterectomy. I'm going to eventually have to get a hysterectomy. I mean, it's, you know, I'm done having babies. I would love to have one more baby. Ah, what is a baby? But I'm getting old, you know, and I don't know what, you know, genetic abnormalities I would transmit to that baby, being now in my mid-40s. So no more babies for me. But they say women who undergo a hysterectomy are at greater risk for heart disease and other health issues, especially if you haven't done younger. According to lead researcher Dr. Shannon Laughlin-Tomaso of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, woohoo, Minnesota, hysterectomy is the second most common gynecological surgery, and most are done for benign reasons, mostly because physicians believe that the surgery has minimal long-term risks. With the results of this study, we encourage people to consider non-surgical alternative therapies for fibroids, endometriosis, and prolapse. So, study looked at the health of nearly 2,100 women who underwent a hysterectomy and a matched set of, quote, controls who hadn't undergone the procedure. The hysterectomies were performed between 1980 and 2002, and in all cases, the ovaries were left in. Now, again, this is a retrospective study, so it only points to associations. It doesn't prove cause and effect. Like, okay, we're going to take out your uterus and see what happens to you. It's not that. because we can't control all the things going on in their lives when we look back retrospectively. And the Mayo Clinic team reported that compared to women who didn't have a hysterectomy, the women who had the procedure experienced a 14% higher risk of abnormal blood fat levels, a 13% higher risk for high blood pressure, an 18% higher risk for obesity, and a 33% higher risk of heart disease. If you were under 35 when this hysterectomy was done, there were even more long-term health issues. A 4.6-fold higher risk of congestive heart failure and a 2.5 greater risk of coronary artery disease, which is buildup of plaque in the arteries. They say this is the best data to date that shows women undergoing hysterectomy have a risk of long-term disease, even if the ovaries are kept. Now, you know, the reason why that's such a big deal is estrogen is supposed to be cardioprotective. Even though there's some issues about postmenopausal estrogen, which is pharmaceutical, and how, you know, in the Women's Health Initiative study, that could have put people at risk for heart disease. There's been some discussion. But we do notice that women after menopause are at higher risk for heart disease. So natural occurring estrogen appears to be cardioprotective. And so leaving the ovaries in place should be giving the estrogen that the body needs, unless the ovaries are smart or the brain is smart and says, look, we don't have a uterus, so maybe don't produce as much estrogen. We haven't really seen estrogen levels drop to that degree, but maybe subclinically there's something else going on that we aren't figuring out. They say women are increasingly aware that removing their ovaries poses health risks. The study suggests that just a hysterectomy alone, remember, a hysterectomy does not necessarily mean ovaries. Hysterectomy means the uterus is gone. Partial hysterectomy means the cervix remains, but a hysterectomy has to do with the uterus. Radical hysterectomies, or hysterectomies with bilateral oophorectomies, is where we remove the ovaries, fallopian tubes, etc. So, a lot of women are opting more for hysterectomies for a variety of reasons. One, they have fibroids that bleed, and you can bleed pretty heavily from them. Many of them are very worried about cervical cancer, very worried about ovarian cancer. We have a friend right now undergoing ovarian cancer, and we're, you know, many of us are thinking, okay, you know what, I'm going to get my ovaries out. Scary stuff. You know, but you can only have, you know, you can only have body parts taken out so much before other things happen. You know, it could leave a void in the body, and maybe that's what this study is trying to tell us. You know, there's a lot of talk, especially since Angelina Jolie, you know, had her breast removed because of the BRCA gene testing. There's been a lot of discussions of having preventative surgeries being done now so they don't get the cancer. And I have to admit, my ladies who did have hysterectomies for other reasons really breathed easily, you know, when they didn't have to worry about ovarian cancer, they didn't have to worry about, you know, getting pap smears as often. We still pap the vaginal cuff, but we stop doing that after a while if we don't think that you ever had cervical cancer. So, you know, the idea of not having to go to the gynecologist, okay, is kind of a very positive, encouraging one. But this study says, think twice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting discussion. The herbs that are scientifically proven to ease anxiety and those that are useless. And one of the top supplements has been controversial and banned in the UK. I remember when people died from this. And so I just want to talk about it a little bit. Apparently, experts carried out a review of the medical literature and found that the best supplement for treating anxiety was kava. Kava is a plant found on the South Pacific Island. However, The remedy, which comes in the form of pills and teas and concentrated extracts, is controversial because it has been linked to liver damage. Now, in the UK, sales were banned in 2003 by the government. Yet it's still legal in the US as a dietary aid. FDA has still expressed concerns about its safety. Now, a team from the University of Melbourne has found that chamomile, passion flower, valerian, Indian ginseng, and pennywort reduce stress and anxiety levels in animal and human studies. But there was no solid proof that maiden hair, hops, lemon balm, and skullcap were effective to treat the condition. Okay, so kava has been known to be very, very effective, okay, from what we understand. And again, this is tough because we've been using plants and herbs for centuries. But when companies come in and package them and claim they have X amounts, etc., we don't know what else we're getting in it. We don't know the amounts we're getting. We don't know if we're getting too much, we're getting too little, if there's substrate in there. And so, you know, when there's the discussion of, well, kava may, you know, hurt the liver, is it kava per se, or is it these supplements that aren't being regulated or watched? What is it? Now, anxiety is a feeling of unease, worry, fear. It could be mild or severe. Anxiety could be a part of panic disorder, phobias, post-traumatic stress disorder, social anxiety disorder, bipolar, depression even. Anxiety could be a part of so much. And the researchers from the university's Department of Psychiatry looked at studies that investigated the effects of supplements on GABA, the gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's one of the body's primary neurotransmitters that kind of calms down the central nervous system. And writing in the journal Phytotherapy Research, the team said, although current pharmaceutical treatments are often efficacious, they may cause undesirable side effects, including cognitive decrements and withdrawal symptoms. So the medications, obviously, we're concerned about, because benzodiazepines like Valium, Xanax, etc., if you ever stop those abruptly, you could seize. But they think that these plant-based phytomedicines may be a nice alternative, and you may not get as many withdrawal symptoms. So kava, also known as kava, has been used in medicine on the South Pacific Islands for centuries. It's usually consumed as a drink. Seems to elevate the mood, well-being, contentment, causes you to relax. Its active ingredients are called cavalactones. I almost wonder if it has an effect on the serotonin system, because serotonin, when you are low in serotonin, you get moody, anxious. And when you enhance your serotonin, you get elevated mood, well-being, contentment, relaxation. So I'm wondering if it has an effect on the serotonin system. And a Cochrane review in 2003 concluded it was likely to be more effective than placebo at treating short-term anxiety, meaning as opposed to a dummy pill, it did better. It wasn't that this was all placebo effect. But they also noted the long-term safety studies of the herb were required. There is obviously serious concern that kava may cause liver damage because more than 20 cases were reported in Europe. 4 had to result in a liver transplant and 1 was fatal. In all of these instances, however, they do claim that the kava was used along with alcohol or potentially other liver-damaging drugs. Maybe the people were on a cholesterol medication at the time or they were taking Tylenol. We don't know how much. We don't know how much they drank. Did they just have a glass of wine a night? We don't know. So as a result, some countries were like, you know, let's just take kava off the market. Still legal in the U.S., from what we understand. And according to a consumer advisory in March 2002, it is listed as a rare but potential risk of liver failure with kava-containing products. Now, according to the University of Maryland Medical Center, researchers have not been able to confirm that kava is toxic to the liver. So they don't know yet. And for them to say something, they have to, you know, got to be careful. You can't just say, oh, it's bad for you. Then you have all these people freaked out, wanting liver tests, and then we're spending more money. Remember, it's all about money. So chamomile. Chamomile is a remedy that many people use. Okay, its flowers resemble a daisy, according to Daily Mail. The plant's been used since ancient times. Calms you down, anti-inflammatory properties. And according to a report by researchers from Ohio, published by the Molecular Medicine Reports in 2011, chamomile is considered a mild tranquilizer and sleep inducer because of the flavonoid apigenin. It binds to the benzodiazepine receptors in the brain. Could there be withdrawal? I don't know. Hasn't been discussed, but still. Passion flower, known as Passiflora incarnata, had been used in the Americas and later in Europe to calm anxiety, insomnia, seizures, hysteria. Still used today. Experts say it may actually work as a tranquilizer for anxiety. and studies of people found that it was just as effective as oxazepam or Cyrax that people have used as a benzodiazepine for anxiety. But it doesn't work as quickly. But it's milder and not as much impairment on job performance. Other studies show that patients who were given passion flower before surgery had less anxiety than those given placebo, and they recover from anesthesia just as quickly. Valerian root. Valerian is big. A lot of people like to use that. It's from a perennial flowering plant used to ease insomnia, anxiety, nervous, restlessness since 2nd century AD, they're saying. The study finds that it may help some people with insomnia, not all. Effective as a mild sedative. Indian ginseng, known as ashwagandha, that dates back 3 millennia, they say. At the time of the Ayurvedic practitioners in India, they used it for people with anxiety, low energy, the ravages of aging, hence probably menopause. 2012 study by researchers found that cortisol levels, a stress hormone, reduce in people taking it. Indian ginseng. Pennywort. Pennywort, known as Gotu Kola, has been used to treat many conditions. Thousands of years in India, China, Indonesia. Available in teas, known it can be used as herbs, tinctures, capsules, tablets, ointments. And one study found that those who took it were less likely to be startled by a new noise than those who took placebo. You know, that quick, you know, response like, oh, what was that? You know, where you're a little bit more, you know, quick to complain. Less with pennywort. A lot of people would like, you know, their wives to take pennywort. I love to complain. I'm like, oh my gosh, is that your singing? By the way, sending prayers to those of you dealing with the East Coast blizzard. This deadly winter storm has buried parts of the East Coast in more than a foot of snow. We've seen historic flooding in Boston and its suburbs, according to NBC News. Residents scrambled to clean up ahead of a dangerous cold snap that's going to affect more than 100 million Americans. This nor'easter is carrying wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour, generating a record 3-foot tidal surge among most of the Massachusetts coastline on Thursday afternoon. Boston cityscape, they said, was transformed into an icy tundra and streets flooded. National Guard is on scene. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker called the high tide historic, said this flooding is the highest ever recorded since 1921. About 1,000 people were without power early Friday in early morning eastern Massachusetts, which is cold, Plymouth County. Partially frozen water breached the seawall and flooded homes. We're talking not warm hurricane waters. We are talking frozen waters. Risk of hypothermia, as with even warm water, but risk of hypothermia heightens. And this winter storm phenomenon is called a bomb cyclone, set off by a rapid drop of atmospheric pressure, which we talked about a few days ago, beginning in the southeast, and it brought even snowfall to Tallahassee. As it intensified, it has been messing with communities and now commutes. Thousands of flights canceled or delayed. As of today, more than 1,400 flight cancellations, hundreds of delays, mostly in Boston and New York City. Airports are ramping up service. Air and train travel is back. And by Saturday morning, they're expecting the wind chill to make it feel like 20 degrees below in Minneapolis, 11 degrees below in Chicago, 10 degrees below in Boston, 5 degrees below in New York. Be safe out there, guys. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.